All right, I had a question from one of my students and friends, and I thought, while I was in the middle of recording that, I thought I should be answering this so that a couple of dozen or a couple of hundred people get the benefit of this answer than rather just one. So his question was around starting out in social media, do I do reels or stories or just all the various reels, stories, posts, and all the other options that are there on social media. And so my question was, whilst the nuance to answer would be achieved by listening and going through my full social media for real estate agents course, and if you're listening to this and you're not one of my Inner Circle members, then do hit me up, just email me or DM me and the various platforms, and we'll get you the big answer. But the smaller answer was, he was going to, and now I'm going to start speaking to him in the first person. So you were going to do a post that was sort of more personal, more revealing of yourself. It was something that wasn't a real estate specific piece of content. And so we put that into what I call a category three piece of content, of which there are only four. And every post that I recommend we do, after all the years of testing the various types of posts and content and how we deploy them, like what placement, and when I say placement, I mean, do we put it up as a story, a reel, or a post? Out of all of the testing we've done, specific to real estate agents, there's a whole bunch of reasons that you would do all three of them. But for the purpose of my friend who was asking this, because you're sort of just starting out, let's start with the most simple and permanent and easiest to turn into an ad thing, which is a post. All right, so we'll go through that. And yes, given that it's a more personal thing, it is category three. Now, the four categories are this. Category one is posts, all reels or stories, all advertising fits into these four categories. But posts that let your audience know what it is you do for a living. Right. Category two is posts that let your audience know how good you are at that category one. So in this case, posts that let your audience know that you're a real estate agent. Category two is posts that let you know how great you are at it. All right. Now, that's going to be a tough one, because if you say how great you are, the audience are going to hate you for it and think you're an arrogant so-and-so or whatever. So category three, though, is posts that show your audience that you're real, raw, human, and authentic. And that's the type of category that you've just described here. And then category four is posts that are designed for lead generation. Posts that are designed to say to your audience, now that they know what you do, know you're great, know you're a human, then get them to put up their hand to do something with you or to interact with you in some way. They're the four categories. This is category three. And so the big answer is, because you were asking, do I just experiment? And the answer is yes. Put up your content in the reels. Put them up in the stories. Put them up wherever you want to while you're experimenting with the platform. Put up lots. Put up just random thoughts. Put up whatever you want, however often you want. But for the purposes of deployment to your marketplace, at this early stage, we're going to just put it up as a very simple post. And then we're going to drive an ad to that post to your audience. So more on audience selection when we get to that full training. But the quick answer is, for this sort of post, just put it to your local marketplace with a couple of kilometers radius in the age demographic between 35 and 65 plus, maybe 40 and 65 plus, because I know you do some premier properties and there's not too many 30 somethings that own $1 million plus listings. But I would say 35 to 65, just to be sure, with a 3 kilometer radius of where you live. And really that's all of the fine tuned targeting you're going to do. And just throw a few bucks at it, 20 bucks, 30 bucks, whatever you think. Just as an experiment. Put up the piece of content as a post with a very real and human caption and deploy it to your audience, just so they start to get to know you. But of course, understand that all of these posts work in unison, that if you've got a post up there that shows you're real, raw, human, and authentic, which you're saying you're doing now, but they don't know who you are and what you do for a living, they have no idea who you are, then it won't matter. So they all need to work. You need to deploy the category one posts, which is one of the main posts we do in category one, is your listings driven to your audience. So now they know that you, your name, your face, etc., are a real estate agent. Then we need category two posts en masse over time, consistently deployed to that same audience, so they know you're good at it. That's proof that you're good at that thing they now know you do. Then it's more helpful, once all of those things are in place, for them to know that that real estate agent who they know sells real estate in their area, who they know is really, really good at it, now they also know that he's real, raw, human, and authentic. And only consistent deployment of those three categories in a variety of different ways, deployed over the course of the next 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, etc., will those things in the layers add up to a sum total of your of anyone who fits your target demographic in your target geographical area will now think of you that they know what you do, they know you're good at it, they know you're a nice person and you're a good human and you're real and you're authentic. And now when they need the services of someone who fits those criteria, i.e. they're looking at thinking of doing something in real estate, are you the only logical choice for them? There is no shortcut to that. You won't be able to do it all in the next week because time is one of the factors that only over time does that trust start to get built. So that's a 5-minute answer for what really is a 12-minute long a 12-hour long answer, really, and that's only just to get started. But I've given you the basics of what audience to deploy it to. Deploy it as a post. Have a go. Be interactive if anyone replies to it, like reply to their comment. And then, let's just get started rather than trying to get it perfect from the out, because there is no perfect. No matter how good you do this first post or these first 10 posts, it's only the consistent deployment over time that is the real answer. So there's the short answer, though. I hope that was helpful, my man. All right. And everyone else, if you are interested in learning more and getting our full 12-hour description of everything to do in the space, do DM me or any of my team. I'm not hard to find, so do look me up and we'll chat soon. All right, bye for now.